Seed, okay, so Inky Seed had got the spell cast on him first. Because Inky was the one who actually had the tablets. But and Lil ended up getting tricked.
Yep.
And getting his
taken
as well by Zun after Zun basically betrayed him once getting the tablets.
Right.
So this is how Enlil end up getting fucked up as well. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, isn't Enlil the good one?
No.
Which one was the good one? Inky?
Inky. Well, we're dealing with agreeable and disagreeable.
Yeah, which one was the agreeable?
So Inky could be looked at as more agreeable at times because he didn't want the humans to worship him and be ignorant. And Lil wanted to, butt fuck he lived a fight where he wanted to butt fuck the humans and keep them stupid.
Enlil. That's what Enlil wanted.
Yeah. There's niggas like, bro, tell me right now you don't know at least four niggas that want to find a chick that they can keep stupid and not enlightened and just fucking feed them all that.
Yeah, bro. I know one right now.
Hmm?
I know one right now.
Right. And so that's Enlil. That's Enlil. That's Enlil Seed, nigga. Pull up the video when you get a chance one day. Rod Hayes is like a 15-second video. It's a short from a long video. Longer video he did. Called Enlil's Children Are Nomads.
It's on YouTube.
Yeah.
Hold on, let me see if I can save it real quick. Hold on.
Enlil's children are nomads, meaning they're like Vikings. Like they not only do they have nowhere to go, but no matter where they go, it's not home for them. They can't make it home because they're not from the earth.
So, question. So will Enlil consider to be Satan? The original origin of where Satan came from and how all these people are getting like,
man, what the spirit world tell me, and this is also how I was taught, was that the real Satan is Tarnush.
Tarnush?
Yeah.
Hold on,
that's the father of Halal.
Hold on, let me write this down.
And Tarnush is a Hindu being.
Tarnush.
Yeah, Tarnush. Also, tarnish. Tarnish. Like,
that's
like,
where
like,
tarnish like, come from.
You know what tarnish means? It's when your gold turns, it becomes destroyed. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that correlation between tarnish and the word tarnish is like think about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I'm telling you, man. Like Malachi can break all that down. Because it's all coming from the cathedral, the cat head reel. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's all coming from the third eye. You know.
Right.
Yeah, so, we had to build tonight.
Yeah, we got to, man.
I had to put a hold on even calling my girl back and tap into actually traveling some miles in the heaven in the astral plane tonight.
Real quick, you feel me?
Yeah, gotta actually put some miles in, man.
So So that name, I'm gonna say it one of these days. Zunu, right?
Yeah.
Zun.
Zun.
Is that
Sin?
Is that equal to Apep, the big ass snake?
Zun was known to be like a dragon type of figure.
Right.
So
it is. Yeah.
Yeah, I would connect Zun and Apep. Why? because Zun is supposed to be from this millions of years ago, old millions of years ago timeline, right? A god who was named Sin, who later on became named Sin, who was the god of the moon, right?
Right.
But because he was the god that put us over sleep, and he was the god that put us into sleep, and that is why when the moon is out at night, you said you wanted to catch some Z's.
Because
you were praying to the god Zen, who put you under the spell of sleep.
Ooh.
From not needing to sleep at first.
You diving.
Yeah, you understanding. You seeing that.
Wow, that's crazy.
So for APEP to represent ignorance, right?
Yeah.
Which is a form of sleep. Because Set and APEP are different, even though they get confused.
So they're not the same for real.
No. They're not the same, even though they represent. Both of them represent chaos. Both of them represent destroying Heru's boat of creation. See?
Yeah.
But Set actually is he sides up with Heru at times.
Right.
Set is actually the alter. He's actually the alter ego of Heru. He's like Heru and darkness. He's like one third of Heru.
Wow.
If you would deal with Malachi's, if you would deal with how Malachi Z'York teaches how spirit beings, we reside on an axis. So you'll say this being has this amount of degrees of knowledge, this degree of knowledge, that degree of knowledge, right?
Yeah.
120 degrees agreeable. Now, like that's real talk, man.
Yeah.
Because what separates you from another? It's the axis that you actually reside on.
Yeah.
So the way you see things and the way I see things, the reason that we see things differently is because we see things from a different axis. Even if we agree on a subject, we see it from a different axis. And when we begin to believe that we are in agreement with each other, we're just becoming closer to each other's axis.
Yeah.
And if we ever become on the same axis, it's probably for like a millisecond. And right. on shrooms, you can feel, it's like what happens on shrooms is y'all get closer to the axis, and then y'all stay on that axis point for a longer point experience, a longer extended period of time.
Right.
And it gives you the illusion, which is very real, that you guys are on the same page. And that you're seeing eye to eye when you're on the mushrooms.
Right.
You see. So yeah. So to answer your question, I personally would say Zun and APEP are the same. Yeah.
Okay.
They're both reptilians.
Yeah.
Ancient reptilians.
Yeah, because that's what Malachi York was saying in the book. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So you on it with that?
Yeah, my memory serves me right, cause I was trying to remember, you know, it's Zun that dragon, but whenever I seen a picture of Zun, it always was like a dragon type figure, and if not a dragon type figure, then a lion with webbed with scaled reptilian legs like alligator legs, but a lion, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
So you hit it right on the head, guy.
So. What I want to talk about next, Melchizedek?
Melchizedek.
Let's talk about Melchizedek. And is it associated with the box in at the Mecca? Is that core? Is that
Oh yeah. Well, in Mecca is related to two things that I know of.
Anu, right?
Huh?
Related to Anu, right?
Well, let me think. You got Metatron. You got Metatron's cube.
Uh-huh.
That's another archangel.
Mm.
So Metatron's cube that can be kind of related to the cube over there in Mecca. It could be looked at like, okay, holy cube. Why is a cube holy, right?
Yeah.
Why not holy circle, right? We already know about holy pyramid, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
But why not holy rectangle? Why holy cube? Okay, Metatron's cube is an ancient extraterrestrial angel that comes to us through these particular shapes and symbols, right?
Right.
So bam, that's one. Two, the second way that I believe that the cube. What was the question you asked me about the cube? What was it? Who was it related to? Or what was the question? You remember?
What is the correlation with that with Mount Exodus? How you say it?
Okay, Mount Exodus. Okay, well, I can give you like a two part answer that I can kind of relate to Inanna, the goddess, and then the father god Melchizedek, you know, Father Time, right?
Yeah.
Because remember in our one video we talk about how Melchizedek was actually God in the Bible.
Mm.
And he was the one that Cain and Abel was making offerings to. Remember we talked about that and
yeah.
But since Melchizedek was a meat eater, he wasn't pleased. He wasn't pleased. He didn't have respect for Cain's offering. Right?
Yeah.
Because Melchizedek ate meat.
Yeah.
So, in which a lot of the angels eat meat. Right?
Yeah.
But, okay, so I can relate it to the goddess, and I can relate it to the god, and I can relate it to this being's period.
Yeah.
You remember how on that one extraterrestrial on the Big Head Scientist page, the ET taught us how he was like, he was saying how our teeth are white and they are unnatural.
Right, I remember we talked about that.
Yeah, and he said, why? Because all life is based upon the black stone of carbon. So, the black stone, you know, is, of course, a square. You know, the black stone of carbon, they're showing you is symbolic of a square.
Yeah.
Or symbolic of how they say building blocks, right?
Yeah.
That's pretty much when you say building blocks, you're speaking on what is carbon is the building block of the human, but because carbon is a gas type substance, but how does it make something that turns into looking like matter? And why? Because carbon, all life is based upon the black stone of carbon. So from carbon, you get from the gas, you get the matter or the illusion appearing as bones, skin, and when they say carbon makes our skin a certain pigment, that shows you right there that carbon is not solid matter, but it can affect matter.
Mm.
So when they say the more carbon you got, the darker your skin is, you know, that's a clear representation. Or like how Dr. Pepper and all these things are carbonated, so it gives it its color.
Right.
You see. So you know, I would kind of relate it to, you know, beings. Period. Like that stone might have something to do with carbon on a deeper level, but it's probably Metatron. More than likely, it's probably Metatron. Who you're thinking about? Metatron's cube, because Melchizedek's symbol is the 12-fold is the 8-fold triangle.
8-folded.
Yeah. That's Melchizedek. Melchizedek is the like you know how you got the 6-pointed star.
Yeah.
And the Jewish stuff.
Yeah.
Melchizedek's is the 8-pointed star. like the flower of it's like a flower of life type of looking type of thing.
Is it just like the star that is like the Anunnaki stones had this it was like a star, but it had a circle in the middle, and then it had like these dots around it in the stone. I want to know if that's the correlation with that.
I know what you're talking about. Did it have wings in it? This one have wings in it, or was it a different one?
I'm not sure. I just remember it was a circle in the middle, and it had the dots that which were connected to the eight stars type shit. Let me
I think
see.
I know what you're talking about.
But where I'm getting at with the my Azadak is the Starseed program. The 'cause I just randomly came across this the other night reading the extraterrestrial almanac. And I just remembered the correlation that Malachi York was talking about.
Can you hear
Yo,
me?
hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I put you on speakerphone.
Yeah. Like the Altarians. They're the members of the they participants of the my I be having trouble saying these words, but you know what I'm saying, yeah. They Starseed program. So is that like the galactic alignment or whatever, the Federation, right?
Yeah.
Is those beings is for the people that's like helping the planet?
Yeah, the Galactarian alignment is mainly for all beings, Do I sound clear? Do I sound far away?
Far away.
I'm gonna tell you about this, then I'm gonna go ahead and get in the shower.
All right.
And if we gotta reconvene, then we will. I mean,
All right, G.
but yeah. So the Galactic alignment is for all beings. You know, even the most disagreeable of the disagreeable. Now, the proof of this is why so many beings haven't caught judgment yet, right? But a lot of beings are catching their judgment. You know what I'm saying? You're seeing stuff happen on the planet right now. That's judgment, man.
Yeah.
I ain't even wanting to speak on stuff like that, but that's clearly judgment. Like a flood of that size,
Yeah.
like that many people get wiped out when y'all was just. I brought this up to my homeboy the other day. I said, what a coincidence Libya will have a flood, taking out 20,000 people. And just 2 3 years ago, I remember during COVID, they had the black Libyans in the middle of the street being sold off in slave markets. You remember that went viral like 2020, 2021? There was like slavery is still going on in Libya right now.
Yeah, I think I remember seeing
And
that.
they had skinny black people crying and being put in cages with machine guns by these light skinned niggas. I swear to God. Crying like they were showing about hundreds of kids. They were showing all these black dudes like smiling with shirts on. They're saying they starving these niggas and selling them slavery. Same place, right? Same place that just got flooded, you know, a couple days ago. So, you know, it's like do the math on it, man. Do the math. Niggas catching judgment, man. Why ain't it happening? Why it's not happening more here? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. I'm like, what's going on?
All these earthquakes happen in these foreign countries where the niggas that invaded Egypt live at. Why is that? Why is that? Blue. How long are you gonna pull our ancestors out of their resting places and put them in a fucking museum?
Right.
How and we gonna look and we watch that. Me and you watching that.
Right.
We these kings in the flesh. We these resurrected gods in the flesh, looking at our past avatar, looking at our past life body, taken out of and put in a display. In a display, God.
Yeah.
In a display.
The disrespect.
We so numb to it. We don't even look at those as dead bodies anymore.
Yeah.
Peep how deep that is, God. We call these, we say these are mummies. These are mummies. Yo.
This is a dead body.
Yo. That was never supposed to be seen, God. Think about that. Think about if you die, right? Or I die. Just how I don't put you on the back burner by yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So both or anybody, right?
Yeah.
And okay, of course the whole clout thing, yeah. You know, the one thing you might think of is, okay, a clout, yeah, my legacy, you know, I want my legacy to live on, so yeah, they're displaying me. But the second thought is, what if, right, they kept you in your resting place, never took all your linen off, and had your, and just had you, your body just out there, bro, exposed for none of your descendants or family members to benefit off of directly, financially, at all.
Mm.
And they took your gold, all your gold coffins and all that.
Yeah.
They took your gold and they put that on display as well. Didn't even keep you with your stuff, bro.
Yeah, and throughout.
Didn't even keep you, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So we watch that on the daily. That you know, the ancestors, you know, they speak back, bro. They speak back. You know, I just had a dream the other day, God. Where there was all these ancient Egyptians in my apartment, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And they just look like regular niggas. Just like me and you. Brown skin, red skin, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
One of the only one that I could make out, he had the hair shaped like the dude over there in Kenya, like how the dude got like the big head with the tight skin on it.
Right.
He had a head shaped like, you know, the ancient Egyptians in my dream. You know, clearly people from another timeline, because they're all in my apartment. You know what I mean? Like, obviously, these are all people who have transitioned. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I got a particular pectoral. I got this Tutankhamun pectoral necklace, and it's like ever since I had it, and really been tapping in with it, like it took a couple of days for the magic of it to work. I was trying to really summon this magic on it. But ever since I got it to work, man, I'm telling you, bro, it's just been like some spiritual stuff, and really, really been showing me like how aligned we are with our ancestors and the things that our ancestors, like the images, like if you go get an ancient Egypt, if you ever go get a chain that was made in ancient Egypt and like start rocking a remodel of it with the right intention, oh yeah, they gonna come.
Yeah.
The people who made that chain, like made that design back then.
Yeah.
And the people who wore it, oh yeah, yeah, they gonna come. If you pure, they gonna come. I'm saying it all firsthand experience, you know what I mean?
Right.
But all right, God, man, on that note, man, I'm going to hop in the box, man. I got to be back to work at 7 a.m., you know what I mean?
All right, G, you be easy, man. We're going to talk soon, man.
Okay, for sure, man. Love, man.
All right, love,
let's,
bro.
Let's continue this tomorrow. You know, I'm going to call my lady tonight, but tomorrow, you know what I mean? Let's continue this.
All right, let's do it, man. One.
All right, got one.
Third Eye 5 experience. Just about audio podcast.